Oh, it was awesome. I had a great trip. Yeah, we definitely did climb the pyramids. We went in the pyramids. We had a great camp with the kids, with AFWB, and we had a great turnout. Got a lot of good publicity from it. CNN was there. They did good coverage of it, and it's great. We had 11 guys from the NFL go, and we're looking forward to our camp next year as well.
Well, what is your impression of this new coaching staff now that you've had a few days with them?
Very excited. We're looking forward to everything we're going to do this year, and it's going to be a fun season. We're really looking forward to it, and we have total confidence in them. They've shown no reason not to.
What's a departure? What's different than before?
I don't think there's really any different because it's football, and we all know football. We all love it, and we're all going to come together as a group, and that's what we're building on right now, and it's going to be a lot of fun. That's all we can really do.
Gary, what goes through your head when you sign the deal to stay, and then you see a bunch of starters go, like Alex and Mitchell, and then they cut Carlos and Dave?
It's a business. We know that, and obviously we'd like to keep those players, but it's fine. We have great players in our locker room now, as it is, and when I signed my deal, I signed it because I said I want to be here when we make the change and turn things around, and I still believe we're going to do that.
What has been your experience so far with Hugh Jackson? What has he told you about your own role, about the offense, and the outlook?
He's very energetic, which is awesome. I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere to be around. And everybody's going to get an opportunity in this offense, and that's the good thing about it. Everybody's going to get a chance to be showcased, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to make the tough on the defenses.
How about RG3? Were you excited? What's he been like?
He's been great. He's been showing leadership out there, him and Josh and Austin and Connor. They've all been doing a good job. He's showed he can play in this league, and we're looking forward to seeing him on the field.
Gary, Robert comes in here with a very high profile, similar to another former Heisman winner who was here. What's the difference? It's Johnny again, all this attention?
No, I don't think it is. We don't really worry about the attention and all that kind of stuff because they're football players. That's all we worry about, what they do on the field, and we don't worry about anything else. And we're looking forward to it, and we can't compare them to one person or another because they're all different people.
Is there anything about Robert that's different than you maybe expected or something that's different?
I really won't know until we get on the field because we've only been out of meetings and classroom, and I just know you can tell he's wanting to be a leader, and he has leadership part of it, and he's doing that out there on the field.
You've gone through these opening days with coaches. What was Hugh's message to the team, and was it any different than any other coaches you've been through?
Just people outside of our building aren't going to have expectations for us, which we feed on that. We love that. We're not worried about it. We're going to go out there and just show what we can do, and we're looking forward to the future, and that's all we can do.
Did Robert reach out to you before you guys reported here?
Yes, he called me.
What was that interaction?
Just introducing himself and how excited he was and getting ready to get back and get started.
Say to you that he took the time to do that?
Just showing that he's excited about getting his opportunity and showing the leadership aspect of it. And I think that's huge.
You guys have lost, so many of your veterans and so many people. How do you sell it to people that you guys are going to be able to accomplish anything this year?
We also have great players in our locker room as it is. People don't give them credit, but we have a great, great group of guys, and we're just looking forward to showing people that they're wrong.
You said that there's going to be opportunities for everyone in this offense. Do you know the offense already? I mean, has Coach Jackson said this is what we're doing?
We're going through it right now. So everybody's learning it. So everybody's getting to see it. Everybody's going to have a great opportunity. And everybody's going to be ready to go because you never know what's going to happen out on the field, which is great because it just makes things difficult on the defense. They got to prepare for everybody, not just one person.
Anything else? Gary, was this new strength program – culture shock, or did you know what to expect? And just a couple comments about what you do.
I don't see it as a culture shock because when you have new coaching staffs come in for weights and stuff, it's all very similar. But this year is a little different because we're very position specific, which is great because everybody's doing something that deals their position. So I think that's a huge aspect. It's going to help us grow as a team.